Corny.
Okay. I think that's a new one. Any others?
Backwoodsy.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black?
Well, I call it Negro.
Okay.
I never have learned to say Negro.
No, neither have I.
I think it takes several generations.
Yeah.
Look out, Jake. Get away.
You can't have that. You don't know what to do with that, and there's no food in there anyway. Now, let's see. Suppose you were angry with a Negro and thought he was trifling and no good. How might you refer to him?
Oh, my. He was trifling, no good, and I was mad with him. Let's see. I'd call him a...
Could you call him a nigger?
Well, I don't use that term too much. It seems that I would. Everybody in the South does,
yeah.
Practically.
I don't use it either, but I don't know. I might if I was mad.
Yeah. I guess so.
Would you say it so I can see how you pronounce it?
I'd say nigger.
Okay. Okay. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to?
Well, just white, I guess.
Okay. Do you know of any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people?
Insulting words.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I never heard any. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully, what, about it?
Mad.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime you might say, man, I'm really...
pooped.
Okay.
See if or this is worn out. Or... Did you ever hear anybody use that word,
pooped? Oh, yeah, I use it all the time. You might say, after the little boy smoked 3 cigars, one after the other, he, what?
He was sick.
Yeah.
Very. I imagine.
Do you want to look at your chicken or you think it's all right?
The fire's going down a good bit. I think it's going to make it.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick.
On his stomach.
On his stomach? What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
I don't know.
What do you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? You might say to a child, you'd better behave, or what will get you?
Boogers. Did you ever hear anybody say that?
Yeah, except, well, it was usually the boogeyman to me. That's what my mother always said. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase and you have to transport it from one place to another, you might say, gee, I wish I didn't have to, what, the suitcase?
Carry this.
Okay. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely into its shell.
Turtle.
And what do you call a similar animal that lives on land?
I call him a turtle, too.
Okay.
They're all turtles to me.
Yeah, me too. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
The insides?
Uh-huh.